Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Negotiators for the White House and congressional Republicans are still trying to reach a deal to raise the country's borrowing authority. The U.S. Treasury Department says they have roughly 8 days left to work it out. NPR's Deirdre Walsh reports on what, if any, compromise might come out of those meetings.
The big sticking point is still the Republican push for spending cuts. The House GOP bill that passed last month rolled back federal spending levels to those from 2 years ago. The White House is suggesting that they freeze spending levels to where they are now. But the message that we're hearing from the speaker and over again is he wants the country to be spending less than it's spending now, and he's not willing to raise the debt ceiling without those cuts.
NPR's Deirdre Walsh reporting. In New York, a judge says former President Trump may campaign for re-election during his upcoming trial, but that he cannot talk about certain sensitive matters. As NPR's Ilya Marich reports, Tuesday's hearing highlighted some of the likely complications that will come up with the trial.
Trump joined the hearing in a New York courtroom by video link from Florida so as to avoid extensive security preparations. Sitting beside him, Trump's lawyer said his client understands he's not allowed to talk about emails and documents that come out of the discovery process, but as a candidate for president, he is concerned about his free speech rights. Judge Juan Merchan responded that he isn't trying to block Trump from campaigning. Quote, he is certainly free to deny the charges. He is free to do just about anything that doesn't violate the specific terms of this protective order. Judge Merchan also affirmed the trial will begin March 25th, 2024, right in the middle of the presidential primary season. Ilya Marits, NPR News, New York.
The State Department says it is providing more than $200 million in humanitarian assistance to Sudan and to neighboring countries that are accepting refugees from the conflict. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has that story.
The top U.S. aid official, Samantha Power, announced just over $100 million when she was in Chad last week. The State Department says it is providing another $143 million to respond to what it calls the new needs arriving from a conflict that has displaced about 840,000 people inside Sudan. Another 250,000 have been forced to flee the country. The U.S. and Saudi Arabia mediated a week-long truce between Sudan's army and a rival paramilitary force. And U.S. officials say they have a system in place to monitor the ceasefire and make sure the warring sides are pulling back from hospitals and allowing aid to flow. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
On Wall Street, stocks fell on concerns about ongoing debt talks on Capitol Hill. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 231 points. The Nasdaq Composite Index fell 160. The S&P 500 dipped 47. This is NPR. In London Tuesday, protesters were removed from a Shell oil shareholders meeting while trying to storm the stage. The meeting was delayed further when activist shareholders introduced a resolution demanding that Shell do more to meet its goals for reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Shareholders rejected that resolution. A group representing producers and theater owners has released statistics for the 2022-23 Broadway season. As Jeff London reports, the Broadway League says that box office grosses and audience numbers are encouraging.
In the first full season coming out of the COVID pandemic, Broadway rebounded. An audience of over 12 million people spent close to $1.6 billion seeing Broadway shows. It was quite an uptick over the previous season when, after being closed for 18 months, many shows opened and reopened, but several were felled by Omicron in 2021 and 22. New York City's tourist industry is returning, and tourists represent more than 50% of Broadway audiences. On average, close to 89% of seats were filled last season, approaching pre-pandemic levels. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
The Teamsters Union and UPS are holding contract talks to avert a strike. UPS workers are threatening to walk off their jobs if they don't have a new deal by July 11th, when their current agreement expires. The shipping giant delivers about 25% of roughly 24 million packages delivered in the U.S. daily. This is NPR.